I'm sure you've heard the half-hearted joke that the quickest way to get sick is to go to the hospital. Well, there really are some risks, and new research has revealed some important information, particularly for our senior citizens, but really for all of us. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Research out of the University of Michigan shows that one in four senior citizens have superbugs on their hands after a hospital stay. Now, these superbugs are infections that are antibiotic and multidrug resistant and persist long after leaving the hospital. That can put other seniors at long-term care facilities at risk, in some cases at fatal risk. Our guest this morning is Dr. Lona Modi, and Dr. Modi is a professor of internal medicine at the University of Michigan. Good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, how prevalent are superbugs these days?
It depends on the setting that you are looking at. So, for example, in acute care, 1 in 10 might carry the superbug methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, or MRSA. However, each hospital has a different rate of carrying these, what we call superbugs, or multidrug-resistant organisms. Within a long-term care setting or nursing home setting, about 1 in 3 to 1 in 2, depending on the risk factor, might have a multidrug-resistant organism.
And how is it we've come to this place in time wherein superbugs are that prevalent in all of these facilities?
There are many reasons for that particular issue. First of all, being overuse of antibiotics. The more antibiotics we use, the more superbugs are created, and patients become colonized easily. The second issue is certainly environmental contamination. A facility with the higher rates of patient superbugs will have more multidrug-resistant organisms in their environment.
There has certainly been talk about the possibility of new and widespread pandemics in the offing because we aren't developing new antibiotics and we don't have the proper procedures in place. Is that your understanding as well?
Yes, that is true as well, that we do not have enough antibiotics, newer antibiotics, to combat these superbugs. However, newer antibiotics is not the only answer. Sometimes simple infection prevention measures can curb this multidrug-resistant organism.
Well, let's talk prevention for a moment. It's hand washing that is really at the center. It's the key, isn't it?
Absolutely. The hand hygiene model and the promotion was developed by Semmelweis in 1847, but he showed that the incidence of postpartum fever could be drastically reduced by using hand disinfection. Since then, and rightfully so, hand hygiene efforts within an institutional setting have focused largely on healthcare workers, healthcare providers, including physicians, nurses, surgeons, who do carry organisms from one patient to another as they move in between patients. However, today's hospitals look different. First, our patients now use numerous corners of our hospital. They go to radiology, they go to inpatient rehabilitation, dialysis, and common facility areas. So that's where this research came in, that what do patients carry on their hands?
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Dr. Lona Modi. Dr. Modi is a professor of internal medicine at the University of Michigan, and we're discussing superbugs, the threat to our elderly, and hospital-acquired infections. If hand washing is key, and we know that the healthcare workers in any given hospital system are diligent about doing so, is there something more they can do with patients in the process of giving care that could perhaps decontaminate the hands of patients?
Absolutely. I think that we all, with our collective minds, need to think about patient hand hygiene. And certainly, you know, from a patient perspective and before launching into any major patient hand hygiene programs, we should see what patients carry on their hands, but then move forward to answer a few other questions, meaning are patients with hand colonization more likely to contaminate their hospital environment? Or do patients get these organisms from hospital environment that they keep and get adverse consequences, or is it both? What are the predictors of new colonization in hospitals, post-acute care units, and other settings? Is it functional disability? Is it presence of wounds, presence of devices? Furthermore, I think that as we think about a program to enhance patient hand hygiene, we should also engage our patients and patient advocates to understand what kind of program would be most appealing to them, what kind of products would be most appealing to them.
Once again, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and Issues of the Environment continues with University of Michigan internal medicine professor Dr. Lona Modi. You've kind of pointed out that as we transfer from place to place within a hospital, we're also carrying a lot of bugs and potentially infections. So does there need to be an examination of systemic changes in the manner in which we set up our hospital environment?
Certainly. A simple change to think about is that imagine a 80-year-old patient who has had recent hip surgery. How can we provide hand hygiene to that patient? He or she cannot get up to bear weight on her leg, leave alone going to the sink to wash the hands. Do we make hand hygiene easy for a person like that? I think thinking through those issues and developing strategies, simple interventions can help promote hand hygiene. If that person is going to rehabilitation, the program could be to make sure that the patient washes hands before going to rehab.
But what about the physical setup of the hospital? Is it at all practical to consider that one day in the future we might see each individual department have its own radiology department where you don't have to go from place to place in the hospital, but it's all self-contained?
That would be the dream, but
That's not cost-effective, is it?
I don't think it is a cost-effective solution. I don't think it is cost-effective to have a radiology unit on each floor.
As we continue these conversations about how best to prevent in-hospital infection and carrying it forward, based on current research and with an eye towards the future, is this an issue that's going to become worse before it gets better?
I think that this issue has, and this particular small study has raised many questions, and it has gathered attention of many safety advocates. So I do believe in the system. I do believe that there will be researchers and academicians like me who would be inspired by our work and take it forward before it gets worse. I do believe that the infection control committees at various hospitals and quality improvement officers at hospitals and in subacute care, post-acute care facilities are paying attention, and I'm sure they'll come up with programs to enhance patient hand hygiene.
On the other side of things, as we've discussed, it is a component of this. Why are we lacking in research and development of new and more effective antibiotic treatments?
That is a bigger question. I feel that the pharma industry needs to do more research and development in this area. To have more antibiotics. I also believe that overall, the general philosophy is that only developing new antibiotics is not going to solve the problem. It is not going to make the superbugs go away. We need to have some basic infection prevention measures, small measures, few key steps followed consistently by the entire profession will go a long way instead of relying on just developing new antibiotics.
And not just in the hospital setting, but at home and in our workplaces and in our community at large as well, right?
Certainly. Hospitals and post-acute care units are institutions where we take care of sicker populations. So if they acquire a new multidrug-resistant organism, they are going to have more implications than, say, you or I, who pick up a bug and then lose it, because we are healthy. So I think it is a bigger problem in institutions, but certainly as we are discharging our patients more in the community, we are promoting care, aging in place, patients staying in the community rather than staying in the hospitals or post-acute care. I do personally believe that hand hygiene has to be promoted in many different venues.
Thank you so much for your time and for sharing the information. We're most grateful.
Thank you.
That is Dr. Lona Modi. Dr. Modi is a professor of internal medicine at the University of Michigan. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard only on 89.1 WEMU.